That's weird, man. I don't know what's going on. Every time we get on the phone, it ends up hanging up on
No, it's
us.
all right. So basically what you're saying is you're ready.
Yeah,
If
pretty
we
much.
can just, I mean, so, you know, because basically what I'm asking is if I put this thing together, you know, on paper, you want to go forward.
I do. And like I said, that's all, you know, and I don't know how
Bless
that's
you.
all based on, sorry, that's all based on, you know, the roof and all that being done in a timely
So,
manner.
what if we just
I mean,
say closing? What's today? June? How about we just put it for like,
like,
how about let's say on or before November? That way, I mean, I'm good with, you know, 90 days realistically, or I mean, we got the thing is we're ready today. You know, that's not the question. But
okay. Well, I mean,
is it
it needs a roof and all that.
right?
So, I mean,
So
I just
let's
know how you
just
felt about that.
say, what about let's just say November, and on it'll just say closing shall be on or before. That way, you know, the time it takes for the, you know, roof to get on there, you know, that it'll be settled.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah.
is that fair?
June, July, August, September. It might be as early as September if y'all are okay with that.
Okay, so we'll just say, I mean, yeah, that's fine. I just
Okay.
don't want you to feel like you're being rushed because me, I'm not
Oh
going.
no, yeah. Yeah, I got you. No, I don't feel like I'm being rushed at all. I'm just I was going off timeline because, like I said, they've got everything at hand. All they need to do is just pull the plug and go ahead and get everything done. Because, like I said, I mean, once they say okay, go ahead and do it, then you know we can set up scheduling with the roofer and the siding guy. And I know we can't do roofing and siding at the same time. And the reason being is because, I mean, we can. I literally would like to have the siding done and the window done before the roof, because that way they can tie in their pump jacks into the roof, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before the new roof is on, and that way if they make any holes or anything like that, they'll rip that off and then put a whole new shingle on it, you know? So that's where I'm at. And yeah, I've talked to my mother about that, I talked to the girl about it, you know, I've talked to a bunch of different people about it, and you know, you talked to my neighbor, and he said you know, about a year ago, a guy down the street sold his hives and it went for like 250 something. And I was like, wow, okay, well, that's different. I said, what was it? He said, oh, it was a mobile home. I said, well, that's a different story. I said, this ain't a mobile home. So, anyway, that's, and like I said, I pretty much know y'all gonna come in, gut some stuff, you know, do this, do that, paint, whatever, countertops, you know, whatever needs to be done. I know what y'all are gonna do. I understand. I get it. But like I said, at the same time, I bought the house. I was living in Amelia with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend and I kind of split up. And then I was like, I need to get the hell out of here. And I looked for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. And then finally, this house came up for sale. And I just pretty much jumped on it because I was getting out of something. So, like I said, same time for me, it's like, you know, you know what I mean?
Right. I hear you. So, just so I have my numbers correct, your present value is about 221 of the loan, right? Approximately.
I think approximately it's probably like 225 or 226, somewhere in that area.
Okay, and then your monthly payments, how much is it for principal interest?
About 1180 something. I think it was the last time I paid it.
11. Are you behind at all?
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm walking into a doctor's office to grab a letter, but you can keep on talking. I'm here. You just might hear some background noise.
Okay.
Because I got court today.
Okay, you're good. And then it's you said 3% interest, right?
Yes.
And you're good with using my attorney. He'll reach out to you and...
Man, I'm just here to pick a letter up for Stanley Diller. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Stanley Diller. Thank you, man. You too. For a second,
and then
get back.
I'll wait for you. Don't worry about it. Still with me, Mr. Diller?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm outside now. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
I'm trying to get back in the car because there's some of the background noise out here.
Oh, no problem. No problem. All right. So you're good with using the attorney to represent you since we're paying for closing costs and everything?
Yeah. I'll just have to find one.
Well, I'm saying we already have one. He can represent both parties.
Okay. As long as I know the cost and all that involved.
No, we pay for all of it.
Oh, okay.
So that's, yeah. So you're good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll have to look over the contract and all that.
Sure. It's pretty straightforward. Just one page.
Okay.
Do you have access to your email?
I do.
Okay. You want to look it over? Do you have time to look it over, or should we wait to do it later?
Yeah, I can do it later. Like I said, I've got to run to my lawyer's office for court today, and I had to come out and pick up a note from a doctor.
Okay.
It's just a hectic day.
No, I get it. Okay. Well, I have it. It's prepared. It's just, well, like I said, it's just one page.
Okay.
Anything, I tell people anything longer than a page, I get nervous. You know, it's plain and simple.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's not a problem. Like I said, I'll look it over. We can meet person to person, you know, face to face, and go from there. That's not a problem either.
Okay.
I've got to turn the GPS on. So.
All right. Well, you want to give me a call after court, and maybe we go through this, or how do you?
After court, it might be 4 or 5 o'clock. I don't know. So I don't think it's gonna last that long. They just got to go through their questions. So like I said, I mean, my guy's going to ask me something, they're going to cross me, blah, 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 about the accident and all the medical stuff. So, just one of those things, you know, it was a workman's comp case.
Yep.
So anyway.
All right. Yep. Well, give me a call after and we'll go through it.
We sure will. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.